Hi, everyone, and welcome to Neil Haley's show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And I'm with Peter Elvidge, my co-host. Peter, we have two amazing celebrity guests to finish up the show, but you've been blown away by this live broadcast and television taping, right? The guests have been so amazing. We've learned so many things.
Yes, so there's so many interesting topics. There's so many interesting, you know, like the authors, Ground Zero. It's been so awesome just checking out all the great stuff, and I'm ready to hear some more to finish up the wrap.
We need to do Facebook Live for sure for this, because again, and TV can see how crazy my day is. But I do think I have my guest on the line. Melissa, are you online?
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Fantastic. So I'm excited to welcome the program Melissa Carcace from Lily on Nickelodeon's Every Which Way. Melissa, thanks for taking the time today to be on this show. And it's very, very interesting. It's always another interesting year of your show and stuff. So tell us a little about your background and getting into acting. First of all, we'll get into your show.
Sure. Hi, Neil. I'm so happy to be on your show today. I basically got into acting, very early on. I kind of knew I always wanted to be an actress. My first play was in kindergarten, and I played a crow. I didn't have a big part in the play, but I knew instantly that's what I wanted to do. The only problem is my mom wouldn't let me do it professionally until I was about 14. So that was a big struggle for me, but once I got in it, I just kind of fell in love with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Very interesting. What would you say was your big break? I mean, it's always interesting when I talk to actors about this, Melissa. They say, what was their big break, and what one that took off and said, you know, I know this is where we're going, and this is where my big opportunities are coming.
Well, Every Which Way was definitely my big break, for sure. I had been auditioning and just doing commercials and things like that for 10 years. So it took me 10 years to book that part. And I was very fortunate enough because I booked it in Miami, which they really don't cast, big roles in Miami. They usually cast, you know, very small one-liners or extra work. So I was home at the time, which is Miami's where I'm from. And I auditioned for it. And within 2 weeks, I was sitting on my first table read. So it happened really fast.
We usually don't have those, success stories, overnight success stories in acting, do we? Not really.
Right. No, I don't. I mean, I don't know if they really exist, to be honest with you. For me, definitely, it's not overnight. and I mean, I'm still, you know, it's still a grind. You know, I feel like in anything that you do in life, it's you do get breaks and you do get breakthroughs, but it's not like that feeling of, you know, I always imagined that I was going to feel like this Super Bowl feeling of like, oh my gosh, I booked my first big part and it's amazing. And I just felt like myself. I didn't feel any differently. I knew I had accomplished something I wanted for a long time, but I knew that there was so much more to be done and so much work to do. And that's pretty much my mindset right now as well.
Absolutely. My co-host, Peter Elvidge, I'm sure has some questions for Melissa. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, so my curiosity is about the show Every Which Way. I apologize, I'm unfamiliar with it, so I'm interested in like what the show is and then what kind of character you play in it.
Sure. So the show is about a teenage witch called Emma, who discovers that she has powers, and you know, she kind of doesn't know what to do with them, and she's in high school, so she's got all the drama of being a teenage girl, and then on top of that, she's got powers to deal with that she doesn't know where it came from. And my character of Lily, I play her guardian, her witch guardian. So I'm kind of disguised, I would say, as a school nurse to protect Emma and to teach her how to use her powers. But what's interesting about Lily is that she is a witch guardian without powers. So all guardians are not born with powers, which is pretty interesting. They're just trained to help witches like Emma to use them and stuff like that. But it's so much fun. I mean, Lily gets in so much like chaos and in so much little like things. Like, she gets turned into a monkey in season one, which is my favorite episode that I ever shot in the series. I actually got to, like, get all this hair and makeup and had to act like a monkey. I mean, it was amazing. And so, of course, we get dirty. It's Nickelodeon, so there's always food around, or, you know, people are getting, like, dumped in oatmeal and ketchup and stuff like that. Thank God we had showers on set, so people were always taking showers because everybody was coming out of, like, the soundstage just covered in something. But it was a lot of fun. And that's who Lily is, and that's what the show is about. It's really fun. It's a really fun and funny show, and it also has some heart. The character of Emma lost her mom when she was young, so we do discuss that in the show and what that is to, you know, be living with a single parent and then obviously dealing with powers in school. I mean, that's just chaos.
Yeah, and also, Melissa, did you go back in the history, I don't know, you know, different witch shows? I remember interviewing somebody about that whole situation of a show that played a witch in another show on another station, and not Sabrina or anything, but later on, that looking back at the history of witch shows and how they've done well, you know, from Bewitched and all that stuff. Did you go back and watch any of that stuff to see the interactions?
Well, I grew up watching Bewitched. My mom loved that show, so I grew up watching that, and I definitely grew up watching Sabrina. I thought Sabrina the Teenage Witch was, like, so cool, and I still, even if I could find them on YouTube, because I don't know if they do reruns anymore, but definitely on YouTube, I watched some of the old episodes, and I did do some research on that, but it felt so natural to me because I grew up watching those shows.
To think about if you really, Melissa, ran into somebody that was a witch, how you would react. That's what you think about when you're reading your lines and stuff, right? Wow, powers. How cool would that be in high school or, you know, school, right?
Oh, that would be amazing if I had powers. I mean, if I had powers,
it would be a real overnight success, right, Melissa? You'd have a real overnight success. Like, oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think I would have used my powers to get my career started faster, but I don't know how humble I would be if I did get it pretty fast. So I think it's better I didn't have any powers.
Now, Peter, any other questions for Melissa? I have a couple more, but I know you do too.
Yeah, it's just an interesting question that I just got for fun. If you had to choose from the powers that are in the show currently that you would all of a sudden get, what would it be and why?
Okay, so it's a tricky, tricky question for me because I secretly would really love powers to tell the future. I'm very curious, and B, I'm just always so, like, I have no patience for things, which is kind of what I'm learning to do now, is just having patience with life. I would love to just see how everything ends up, but at the same time, that's a double-edged sword because, you know, I'm sure I'm going to have to probably deal with some unpleasant things, and I really want to see that part. But if I could tell the future, that would be kind of cool. And also mind reading. I kind of, like, I don't know if it's an active thing where you're just always, like, wondering what people think about you. So I think that will serve me well in my auditions, actually. If I could just know what the casting director's thinking, that would really help.
Yeah. Now, Melissa, any other projects you have currently going on? And what's going on with your show and all that stuff? What's new with you?
So Every Which Way is, so it's done in the U.S. So we wrapped up the fourth and final season, which was great. I was so glad that we were able to do that and close the story up the right way and give the fans the closure that they wanted. But currently the show is still airing and is airing even like season one around the world. I'm not sure where we're airing right now. I know that we aired in France and we in different parts of Europe and even in Afghanistan and all these different parts of the world that I'm getting all these tweets from. And I'm like, oh, look, the show's, you know, I don't know, in Greece somewhere. So that's pretty cool. And then I'm currently writing, which is exciting. I've been developing a series for a year and a half now that I hope the fans will get to see very soon. It's going to definitely show a different side of me, and I'll be able to actually accomplish one of my dreams as being a writer and creator. So
okay.
I'm very excited about that, and that's what's going on. Been a busy girl after Every Which Way.
So after that, you decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead now and start wanting to write, to see something in your dream? And I'm sure you're auditioning while writing, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've been writing for, since I was a kid. I was one of the, I wasn't a very good student in school. And so one of my, the best things that I could do was write. So we had a class of writing and things like that in my high school, and that's really where I excelled. And I remember when I first came up to Los Angeles, I moved here when I was 18 years old, and the first 3 years I couldn't even get an audition. So I did very, very bad, and had to move back to Miami to kind of start over. And my dad, got me this little laptop and this little, screenwriting software.
Right.
He said to me, he said, if people are not going to give you the opportunity, give yourself the opportunity. And so, I looked at him and I was like, okay, I think I'm going to do this. And I had no idea what I was doing, but I wrote a pilot. I wrote a 1-hour pilot within a few days. And I just felt this, I just kind of knew this was something I wanted to do, but I felt like, well, maybe when I quote unquote make it, then maybe I would do the writing thing. But no, I just never stopped. And I have been developing a few things for a few years, and this particular project is very close to home, and I'm excited to hopefully share with everybody soon. And writing and creating is definitely my passion. I mean, acting is number one. That's what I fell in love with as a child. But writing and creating definitely is a huge dream of mine, and I'm excited about that part of my life and part of my career.
It sounds like it for sure. And when you're talking about the writing and creating, do you look to write a book someday, or is it going to be more writing screenplays, what is your plan in writing what you're working on right now? You don't have really an idea yet. You're just writing for writing and then figure out where it takes you?
No. This particular project is a TV series, and it is written, and it's being pitched around and things like that. And then my other projects are screenplays. I've always loved film. I love television too, but my first love was film, and so I would love to start going into the independent route once I kind of am done with this project. I mean, I've been dabbling on my other screenplays, but once I'm done with this one where I can get it up and running, then I will go into the independent film route. So that's pretty much. And then, maybe a book one day, but I feel like, I need to probably live a little bit more. I need to experience a little bit more so that I could write. My goal is to help people in any way that I can. And I hope that any book that I write could help that. Obviously, like we talked about earlier in the conversation, definitely this is not an overnight success for me at all. And I kind of wanted to share that journey with people and kind of let them know that, your patience is everything. And and it's really a very long road, but eventually you'll get there, And then I feel like that's telling those stories, I feel, could help people, give them a little peace of mind by knowing that they're going in the right direction. They just have to have a little bit of faith and a little bit of patience, and they'll definitely get
there. That's great. I see that you have that, but you also see in this business that you need to be more than just an actress. You need to be you need to be able to write. You need to be able to produce. You have to do all these different things so that you can stay important in this business. And you're finding things that you love, Melissa, and you're going for it. And that's what it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. I think it's important, any business that anybody's in, you need to learn the business aspect. And I feel that early on as a kid, I lacked in that because, you watch so much on television and movies where you feel like that overnight success does exist. So you fall in love with the illusion of what Hollywood is, but Hollywood is a business just like anything else. I mean, my parents are in construction, so it's just like construction. It's just a business. And so I grew up watching my parents build companies from the ground up. My father failed 3 times before he succeeded in construction with different businesses. And so I feel like the business mentality is in my genes, and I love that aspect of my world. And I think that's why I love writing and creating, because I love the business part of it. But I feel people should really educate themselves in any business that they're in, learn the ins and outs. Obviously, you're not going to play every role. I'm not going to be a studio executive, but it's important to know those roles so that when it comes time to deal with people like that, you know what you're talking about, that you're educated, and that you can close the deals that you want to close and make your dreams a reality.
Basically the fact is that the business with independent film, creating your own projects are going to give you the opportunity to have success and then go on and get work more.
Exactly.
And that's what I've run into a lot of people doing that now, for sure. Where's the best place, Melissa, if we can find information on you, follow you, and where can we go?
Well, I'm everywhere. So I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. And they're all the same names. So it will be Meli, so M-E-L-I, and then Carcache, C-A-R-C-A-C-H-E. Those are all my handles for all my social media. So I'm out there. I'm loving Snapchat, by the way. Snapchat's my favorite social media platform right now. So
I'm a social media expert and do not know how to use Snapchat yet because I'm 43. I got to get better at that. That's it. And I don't understand. You'd have to educate me on this, Melissa. And I'm going to say,
I'll help you.
Oh, you'll help me. Okay. We'll definitely stay in touch and stay connected via Twitter, Instagram, and wait till my team tweets out this for syndication. You'll be getting a lot of information, and that's great. We have an international audience as well, Melissa, so I'm glad that your show is being played all over the world. So good talking to you.
That's
I appreciate
fantastic.
The
call. Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I hope I talk to you guys soon.
All right, take care. Thanks, Melissa. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.